Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's the Dakota Show, and yes, I can't sleep, so I'm kind of bored. Figured I would just go live and mess around for a little bit. One of these late night shows and whatnot. I'm gonna see if I can get some of the other crew to join. What is this? One second here, guys. See if I can get the others to join in on this. Oh, that's just weird. All right, hold on. Here. Sorry, guys, for the mumbling. I didn't plan this. Okay, I'm inviting everybody on, guys. My bad. I didn't plan this. I just kind of, like, 3 minutes ago decided to do this. Okay, I'm sending the number to the group chat. Sorry, guys. Give me 1 second here. All right. Number has been sent to group chat. Here, send that to my other group chat. Where are they at? All right. So, what is up, everybody? Hope everybody's having a great night or/morning, depending on where you're at. Like I said, I'm bored as shit. Got really stoned. Off tomorrow, almost today now here because it's 1 a.m. And I don't know, guys. Just figured I'd get on here, go live, and chill and see what's going on. See if Shane wants to join. All right, I sent out the invite to see if anybody would join us, guys. If not, it's cool. Let's mess around on here. Let's see here. Let's look up some news stories. There has to be some funny news stories, you know, from this week. Let's see. Back to some creepy, strange news, offbeat news, funny news this week. Let's see here. Okay, let's see, looking it up. The Filipino Phillies are scrapping $1 hot dog night following. Okay, yeah, let's just skip over that. Caught at the border with pythons. We talked about that on the last show. Some dude in New York got caught at some borders with some snakes up his pants or some shit. I don't know what the fuck was going on. Tennessee drivers with no DUIs getting a payday on Tuesday. Drivers with no tickets in 3 years should do this on March. Okay. Well, I'm curious, but I don't have a Tennessee license, so I don't care. Motorist in England calls police to report he's too drunk to drive. Police in England say drunken driving did not the right. Okay. Well, I agree with that if you're too drunk to drive, do not drive, call somebody. I've heard of people calling the cops before, and most cops usually are cool and chill and will give you a ride. But, yeah, that's smart. Don't drink and drive, guys. Let's see. The rabies story we went over a couple weeks ago. Yeah, so this is old news. Let's get some new news, guys. What the hell is going on here? Strange news around the world. That sounds interesting. Let's see what's up with that. Like I said, guys, this is just me going off key board. So bear with me on anything because I have not planned nothing. Let's see here. Why do we leap day? We remind you so you can forget for another 4 years. Why do we have leap years? And what are we supposed to do? Or not to do the extra days? Okay, whatever. Scientists scanning the sea floor discovery of long lost Stone Age megastructure. Well, that's pretty fucking chill. I find that interesting. That's pretty cool because a lot of people don't realize like half of this like world hasn't been explored because it's underwater. Like and there, you know, and like that's just craziness. So yeah. All right. What else do we got going on? It's a leap year. How will you be spending your extra day? Obviously not doing shows. Let's see. Vanny loves it. What's five facts about? What the hell? Manny loves Cheyenne plus five facts about queer animals for Valentine's Day. Okay, I'm clicking. I'm yes, I'm with you guys. Those words did come out of my mouth. Hold on. Let me read that here. Manny loves Cayenne plus five facts about queer animals for Valentine's Day. All right. You may have heard about a gay penguin couple at the Central Park Zoo. What the hell? The story of two male penguins who, a baby penguin, became an award-winning and author-penned children's book called... And Tango Makes Three. Well, that's just awkward, okay. In a Valentine's Day exclusive report, the NPR has learned that there is currently a gay couple. Okay. Oh, God. Okay, Institute in D.C. Manny and Kayanne were together to breed by zookeepers a few years ago. They honestly were fast friends. That's one of them. Let's see here. Is this the kind of small mammal of health? We saw them rolling around. But 2 years passed and Cayenne hadn't got pregnant. So the zoo bought, especially as we brought Cayenne to the table and we were about to start her. And it said, well, I think the issue is that's not ovaries. It's testes. Ooh, Cayenne turned out to be a dude. Still, he admits. Ages, Curtis says. Gay penguins. Okay. Well, holy shenanigans. I just learned something right now that there are gay animals. That's going to be the thumbnail for this, is that they are gay animals. Holy shit, guys. That is just some craziness right there. I don't even know what to say to that. Wow, yeah, I'm changing it right now. All right. So anyways, guys, like I said, I didn't plan anything, so this is, like, just me going off key on some shit. Fixing to do a thing I like to do is, screw a Facebook pages, and, or not Facebook pages, just scroll my Facebook feed and read some late night nonsense shit that's on. Let's see here, let's just, we'll hit refresh a few times. So we get some good shit. All right. I won't name names. I'll just say some CC. Something with the Ninja Turtles. Dating. Okay, let's see here. A dating app designed to be deleted. It looks like it's a little kid. So, no. Go away. Let's see here. Man, nobody's posted anything crazy yet. Oh, come on, guys. Where's people's crazy fucking posts and shit? Let's see what we got. We got somebody here. Phoenix friends, does anyone have a couch I can crash on next week on Tuesday or Wednesday night? Well, since I know you and you're a good friend of mine, if I lived in Phoenix, I would totally have a couch for you to crash on, but I'm not there. Sorry. Sorry, Kay. All right, let's see. Nope, let's see. Okay, oh, let's see. Oh, that's about somebody's kid. I'm not going to read that out loud. Ooh, the wrestler Sting had his last match last night. That's pretty interesting in a way. Anybody who's a wrestling fan, I think he's almost 40 years. I remember when I was a little kid, and I had the privilege of seeing him wrestle when I was a little kid in the 90s, and that's pretty chill. And, yeah, so that's awesome. And, yeah. All right, let's see what else. Okay, here's somebody who posted today, one of those memes. I hate seeing pretty girls heartbroken over a dude that looks like he eats cigarettes. Well, all right. I'm going to hit like on that just because. Okay, what else we got on here? Some chick. Fruit Loop Oreos. Interesting. Oh, that's funny as shit. It's another meme posted by, I'll just go ahead and I'll give them a shout out on here because I don't know them. It's posted by Bang Productions Television. And there's a meme that it's a picture of a dude in like a purple like pimp outfit. And it's like ex-pimp, homeless, and whoreless. Hashtag pimp lives matter. Yes, they do. So I'll give you that. Oh, man. I ain't going to give this guy's name, but this guy's a crazy dude that lives in this town. I see him post on our local stuff all the time. So here's something he's posted. We can just do a thing of him. Like, literally, some small church long ago said, they will not follow me. But I say, don't ever follow me. God follows. God follows what? God follows. I think he meant God follows Jews. Anyways, I don't know what the hell he's trying to write. For I never put myself better than anyone. Okay, this guy's a nut, but we'll just go to his page, and I will read some of the shit this dude posts. I might be a hard to swallow. That's literally what it says, guys. I think he meant pill to swallow. I might be hard to swallow with all the different denominations of the churches for all God's people are to stand together here on earth, as is in heaven. That's why we are trying to unite the churches for God's glory. Okay. Get that going over well. Guy's a fucking nut. He's a local nut. Literally a local nut. Druggy nut. I heard he did get his life turned around and found God. That's cool. I ain't putting him down for that. I'm putting him down for the crazy shit that he posts. Okay, here's something he's posted. Okay, how does these people get on your friends list when you don't expect them as friends? Shake my head. Let's go read some of the comments on that, because that's just a weird thing to even say. Okay, most recent. No, let's read all comments. It says, then some guy wrote, then when I broke them, block them. Thank you, I think so. Okay, that's just weird. All right, next. Okay, there's some church long ago when I read that a minute ago. No, that's too long to read. Always put God first when you wake up and say prayers. Good. Well, that's a good thing. Always put God first. I'll hit like on that one. See, like I said, I'm not putting him down for that, you know, the God stuff and stuff like that. Let's see. Okay, here's something he put. Okay, who has good typing skills that can meet me at the library at 4 o'clock tomorrow in Camden? I will pay you 20 for a little work. Do you still need assistance at the library? Somebody wrote. Yes, maybe about 4 p.m. Well, this lady was never seen again. I think she was kidnapped about 4:02 p.m. I heard it was in front of the library. Kind of weird, right? Okay, let's see. He put, yes, maybe about 4 p.m. Okay, you may have to pick me up, but I will definitely help you. Okay, hon. Okay, see you around 4. Okay, maybe sooner. Are you ready? Are you ready? Sorry, my Triple H came out in me. Let's see here. Let's read one more of this dude's crazy post. Trying to find a good crazy post this dude's. Okay, here's something crazy. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. I'm going on a double date at the sometime. I am. This is literally what he wrote. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. I'm going on a double date at the sometime. I am out me and myself, and I know I will be holding both of their hands at the same time. I'm so in love. That is weird. Somebody wrote, thank you to. Oh, he wrote, thank you to. Himself? Weird-ass motherfucker. Told you, this dude is weird as hell, guys. Alright. That's just some craziness. I've been mumbling on for 17 minutes. I don't think nobody else is going to call in, guys. So, we'll go from that. Supposed to be doing a show, I think, Friday night and Saturday night. Maybe Wednesday night, too. No, I'm going to try to do the stash Wednesday night, me and Logan, if I get in touch with him. And we have a special guest coming on. They are family, and, you know, they grow pot, stuff like that. So it'd be an interesting show for the stash. I'm not sure what the Ask Me the Vice topic is. To be 100%, if we're going to, I think we might be doing a suicide awareness thing, because it'd be in March, but I could be wrong on that, but I'm thinking that's what it is. I'll have to get in touch with Lacey. Also, be doing a Too Much Nerd Talk topic to be decided. I will be doing these random the Dakota shows at random times, so y'all just get used to that. And, yeah. If you've learned anything from this episode, there's gay animals out there. I mean, what the hell? Did you guys know there were gay penguins? Yeah, that's what it said. It said gay penguins. Like, what? I mean, it don't matter, you know, do you in life, but what? Like, how does it, like, what? I got so many random questions about gay penguins, man. But anyways, that's a whole other episode. I wouldn't name off some sponsors and stuff, but I don't think we have any. This is just me being honest. I don't think we have any sponsors. Who cares? No, Wood Fam Designs, check them out on Facebook. They do great work, custom designs and stuff like that. Check out Shane's page where he draws and stuff on Facebook. Go check out his comic book, stuff like that. Shane is a great drawer, great artist. Go check his shit out. Check out Lacey's Facebook page and all her stuff. If you need advice, go to her. She's good at that. Check out Ryan's Facebook page if you need a good laugh. He's funny as hell, too. Check out their sibling, Dramatic Siblings, I think it's called, if I'm wrong with that. Sorry, guys. I've been seeing some of the reels on Facebook and stuff. They're funny as hell. I saw something earlier about Ryan not being able to eat grapes, or not being able to tell the difference in grapes or something. So go check that out. Check out check out Logan on all his stuff. He's funny as hell also. Go check out Yoder. He's funny as hell. I think that's everybody I need to pimp out on this. Follow me on all my stuff at TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, but I'm never on it. Mainly just follow me on Facebook and TikTok. If you want to get a hold of me, that's the best bet. But yeah, that's about it, guys. I think I'll do these every now and then when I can. And, yeah, let me fix this real quick. That'd be the end of it, guys. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to me mumble on for 20-something minutes. You guys are all awesome. Let's see what we do have listeners at right now. Click on this real quick. Let's see here. We got listeners right now in the U.S., of course, in China. That's awesome. Speaking of China, guys, check out shit on Temu. Not even our sponsor, but I just throw it out there for free. Anyways, we got listeners in China, we got listeners in Canada, that's awesome, Netherlands and Brazil, what else we got here? India, gotta love India, man. Kenya, that's pretty awesome, South Africa, that's pretty awesome. There, he said Brazil. So, I mean, we got listeners all over the world, guys, and I really, really do appreciate that. Like, all joking aside, all kidding aside for everything, I really, really do appreciate all the, you know, all of our fans and all of our listeners, because you guys do rock, and you guys have put up with a lot of nonsense lately with everything. I'll just be honest about it. This is me being honest as the main person who, you know, came up with the brand Rust in the World, that it's expanding, and it's awesome that we're expanding, and we're all doing, you know, like all side project stuff. It's awesome. I dig it. And we have been, I know, like, I do feel bad that we have been neglecting our fans on here and stuff like that. We have tried to switch platforms. It seemed like it was going to work out. So when I say it didn't work out, it's nobody's fault. It didn't work out. It just didn't work out, guys. But I think you guys can go check that stuff out over on Riverside if you guys pay for the content. But to let everybody know, we don't have nothing to do with it. So if you guys go pay for it, they rip you off, anything like that, that's nothing to do with us. So just throwing that out there. And if they do any of that, do let us know, though, because we would like to know if that's going down so we can, like, maybe try to get it stopped or something, because we don't know what they're going to do with our content because we can't get to it. So besides that, I kept off the shows. I did that. That's awesome. You know, it's pretty cool to actually be able to do a 30-minute show again by myself. All joking aside, because I remember the first time I ever did the shows by myself after Sherry wasn't able to do it, and I was going to start doing it by myself before I had any other co-hosts. I was like, how am I going to – I was like, I can barely do 30 minutes with Sherry half the time. Like, how am I going to do 30 minutes? I can't do 30 by myself. And I was like, all right, I'll just do 15-minute ones. I was like, do 15 minutes by myself. I was doing, like, little 8-minute shows, little 10-minute shows. Now I'm mumbling on, and I got, like, 5 minutes left for the 30-minute mark on this one, so that's pretty awesome, guys. I'm a little proud of myself. Anyways, I'll start doing more of these if you guys like them. Remember, always roast the world. Why? Because the world needs roasting.